Jesus said in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So what does that mean for us? It means that we are to continue being loyal to Jesus Christ, to the message that he has given us, and doing what only the church can do in the face of fearful opposition. The looming forces of darkness are gathering on the horizon in ways we have never witnessed. We are living in a society that will cheer you on for standing up for what you believe. So long as you don't believe in Jesus Christ or the Bible. Not long ago, the United States Attorney General John Ashcroft was raked over the coals by the news media simply because he was holding a Bible study and prayer group in his office before office hours. Anyone would think that that would be a good thing to do. That's just one tiny example of the dramatic shift away from God in our nation. I believe it will get worse as time goes by. I foresee a day when many chaotic voices will clamor for attention. The church will be shoved so far into the background that it will be of no value. That is, unless we rise above our enemy and become a church that has power with God and cares for nothing more. The church that remains loyal to the call that God has given it will never be defeated. It may go through so many changes that those of us active in the church today won't recognize. But God's church, the real church that the Lord is building, will survive. The church has the message of hope that cuts deeper than any surgeon's scalpel. The church has the truth that can probe deeper than any therapist can dig. Look further inward than any scientist can gaze. No one else has the message of the church of Jesus Christ. No one. Simply put, that message says that we are sinners in bondage, and that Jesus Christ can set us free. Washington, D.C. will not spread that word. State politicians are not going to spread that word. The Christian Coalition is not going to spread the word. Political parties are not going to do this. Charitable organizations are not going to spread that word. Only the Church of Jesus Christ is going to shout it from the housetop, Jesus saves. If we are going to touch the hearts of people in our day, we must remain loyal to the message. One reason the world has ignored us is because we are trying to tell them what they can hear everywhere else. If we make the mistake of becoming just another club, we will lose because other clubs serve meals and meets at a more convenient hours. Our task is to be singular in all we do, whether it be in a Christian pageant, a program honoring citizens, a church dinner, whatever. It must press us towards telling someone about the great news of the freedom found in Jesus Christ. We are in a battle with an old foe. We must never forget that. While the sociologist, the psychologist, and the behaviorist are standing around scratching their heads in amazement, wondering why on earth kids take guns and shoot their classmates at school? While they suggest the reason is easy access to guns, those of us who understand God's timeline knows better. You can believe what you want, but I have always had access to firearms all my life. My father's generation had access to weapons galore, but neither their generation nor mine ever thought about taking a gun to school and shooting the place up because someone did or said something we didn't like. It's easy to assign blame. Satan is having a heyday. Satan is having his day. But my friend, the Bible tells me that the day of the Lord is coming. The church understands that the devil and the satanic spirit is having a heyday, and the only institution devoted to stopping his pernicious plan happens to be the church, because it is on the church that God is pouring out his spirit in the last days. That's why we must stand in the gap and use all the power given us by the Lord to stop Satan's carnage. It's time the church of today revert back to the tactics used in the book of Acts. You won't find them marching against the social ills of their day. Nowhere do we read where they even marched against the corrupt government of Rome. They understood the demonic powers behind the evil of their day and attacked in the places where they had power. They used prayer, loving people, even when they were unlovable, accepting people as they were, and depending on the power of the Holy Ghost to make a difference. When our church becomes a church like the early church, you won't find our saints marching in the streets against our government laws. You will find them in the closet, because true disciples of God realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. The true saint of God understands that this power can be overcome in the closet of prayer. And today, in this climate in which we live, people are looking for a church that knows what its calling is, a church like the New Testament church, one that prayed until the place was shaken, a church that had received the promise of the Father, a church that had received that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, one that received that which the apostles received on the day of Pentecost. Going forward in the power of the Spirit is the only way the church can continue to conquer the enemy.